legendary Joey Bats and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.
Absolutely, we're ready to get it. Let me tell you, if you listen to some other podcasts that are out there, they're going to tell you that they're the only officially sanctioned podcast by the TSL. But guess what? We're also posted on the freaking website, too. So suck it up, buttercups, and keep your panties moving forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm DJ Jimmy, and today, let's please welcome back my co-host, the star of the show, and potentially, as self-defined yet critically acclaimed, potentially the star of the league, ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Mr. Joey Bats.
There is no potentially, there is no maybes. It's a guarantee.
Well,
31 years,
Joe,
31
I got,
years young, this motherfucker slinging dimes over here, James.
I got to jump in on that, man, because we do have another legend on the show today. You know this.
Dude, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad. That's a perfect segue right into this, dude. This dude's got the best calves in the league and the smallest little dick in the league. Scotty, say hello, baby.
Joe, thank you. I appreciate that. I just want to say before we get started, I've never been on a podcast that started with more lies than I just heard about Joey.
And he's already started. Wait, 37 seconds in, Jim, and he's already started with this
1:40. 1:40.
Start off.
I had the over-under at a minute, so I lost. I would have went under. This fucking scumbag. I already lied. Dude, I'm slinging dimes out there. You saw me on Saturday.
I did. I saw a lot. I saw another quarterback on a Jenner team slinging it a lot better, but I won't get into that.
I hate you. You're a piece of work.
Well, look, gentlemen, I unfortunately didn't have the opportunity to be out there. I heard a lot of great things happen, but before we get into a little bit of that, let's go through all the score. No, we don't do that shit. All right, so I do have a very few special quotes here, and just kind of like we hit things off last week, Mr. Battaglia, I need to hit you in the mouth with this right away to get your immediate response and hit back. That article that got published this past week directly from The Godfather, here's a couple quotes directly from there, if I may.
Absolutely.
And now a word from your Godfather.
The quote goes, in case anyone forgot, the D1 champs don't wear red. They're back after a week off, and they're looking to get a taste of Gryffindor. I'm not sure that across the board, Bats and company can keep up marketing mayors by 13. The quote goes on later on in the article to say, how will Joey Bats hold up? Our, quote, tiny hero has four games this week, and one has to assume that he's going to be exhausted by the day's end. Joe, over to you.
I read that, and a few words stuck out for me. Tiny, tiny, tiny. That's the first thing that popped out for me. A, have you seen me with my shirt off? This motherfucker's shredded. You know how, like Ultimate Warrior had 8 abs? This motherfucker's got 12. Part two of that sentence. Tiny, tiny, tiny. Have you seen my biceps? I work on 3 things in the gym. My chest, my abs, and my biceps. Who cares about the rest? I wear cutoff tees every week because I got the best looking biceps in the friggin' world. When I flex my tri, chicks get wet. When I flex the tri, chicks get moist. Give me a break. Jesus. And 13. Fucking Bobby's team. Get out of here. Minus 13 point underdogs. You kidding me?
All right. I don't want a whole lot of scores. I don't want a whole lot of scores, but you got to tell me, did you walk away with a W on that one?
Last second, we lost on a last second Hail Mary. End of story. Go on and talk.
So you covered the spread, Joe? Just say you covered the spread.
Of course we covered the line. 13 point. I'm not fucking playing left-handed. Give me a fucking break, Godfather. Don't dog me.
I had you in my two-team parlay. You cost me in the two-team parlay.
You must have went the wrong way in that parlay, you scumbag.
Well, Mr. Keller, the Godfather did not forget about third and schlong.
He never does.
And now a word from your Godfather.
As written in the article, it says, Dad, Dad, come on, you've got to get up. Simba the Lion King. Whenever I see third and schlong lately, that's exactly how I feel. My mind races to Simba trying to wake up Mufasa after he died. And I feel like I'm Simba here, just trying to wake up third and schlong. The TSL is a better place when they're good. Mr. Keller.
You know what? I actually read these comments the other day, and they struck a chord. And they struck a chord probably for one reason, because whoever wrote this was 100% dead on. I mean, email.
Oh, do tell. What's going on?
Perfect acronym for our season. It really is.
So who is Mufasa and who is Simba in this scenario? Are you Simba and Scott Keller Sr. is Mufasa?
I think Katie might be Simba and my dad might be Mufasa. That's where I'm thinking it is.
Katie's more like one of the hyenas, if you want to mind. She's like Zazu. Google it, TSL. Google Zazu. That's Katie Keller. You're Mufasa. Scott Keller Sr. is, excuse me, you're Simba. Scott Keller Sr. is Mufasa. And I'm Scar, obviously, because he was the most badass. He probably got the most chicks, most lion chicks, I bet. Whatever.
Wait, but he ended up getting his ass kicked by hyenas at the end. So are you saying Katie could kick your ass?
If we went toe-to-toe, she probably would whip my ass, as long as Eric's by her side, because he'd probably hop in and defend his girl. No, you know what I mean? I don't want to cross any boundaries there. Because when I was at, little side note, Jimmy, we were at the bar. I actually hung out at the bar for a drink. Jim wanted to go pick up the baby, so I hung out at the bar, and I was talking to Kay and Scotty. And there was probably 40 people in there. Scott, would you agree with that? Probably at the end. I don't think I saw two people as attached to the hip as Katie Keller and Eric Stegmaier. They literally went one turn, the other turn. It was like conjoined twins. Guys, it's okay to talk to the people. We get it. You're in love. Blah blah blah. I'm gonna get married. Oh my god. You know, play a little hard to get. Okay, come on, Eric. Play a little hard to get. Everyone knows that you're hooking up. Just, you know, talk to. There's other people to say. You know, they're in the corner by themselves. Drinking mango White Claws. Give me a break.
I actually didn't know about any of this. I'm glad you broke the news to me on the podcast. Because I didn't see it.
Breaking news. You're right. Katie Keller and Eric Stegmaier, they're hooking up. Another added to the TSL list of hookups. I didn't know he says. Dude, into that real quick, though. I know you and I talked earlier about it. I talked to your sister quickly about it the other day. I heard that you got some little breaking news about Third and Schlong. One of my favorite teams in the league. Everybody on your team is a bunch of great dudes. Your wife is one of the best people in the league. What do you got for a little breaking news there, Scotty?
This is actually a news break. I'm not sure if anybody's heard, but at the end of this session, Third and Schlong will officially be disbanding. We're going to have a couple people go in one direction, a couple people go in another direction, a couple people probably will just leave and maybe go play in another league like this. And yeah, I guess. Breaking news. I don't know how my team's going to take this, especially the ones who don't know about it.
The ones or the one that doesn't know about it?
Maybe the one that doesn't know about it yet.
And for all the
listeners, on the way into work tomorrow, don't listen to this.
Don't crash the car, Mr.
Wow.
Keller, please.
Wow, this is groundbreaking. How did this come to be? What made this decision come to the forefront now?
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on record and say this. Third and Schlong has not been the same since Lenny passed. We really haven't. We haven't been that good of a team since then. Just a lot of creative differences, a lot of finger pointing. Trust me, we are all guilty of it. We absolutely are all guilty of it.
You know what? But, that's a great point. Before Lenny passed, he was the guy. He was the glue that kept you guys together. You know what I mean? Because your sister's got a big ego. You know, he would reel her back in. You got it. You know, your ego's bigger than your calves. He would reel you back in. And, you know, a little rumor, I heard some things about where the people are going. Your sister was telling me a little bit about it. Are some guys thinking they're going to go up to D1 on your squad?
I don't haven't confirmed that. I don't know if I can confirm that. My sources haven't confirmed that yet. But I heard there's rumblings that a couple guys might move up.
I heard there's rumblings that
a couple people might move back.
That's what I heard some of that, too. Let's focus on the ones that I heard are going to go up to D1. One of those guys is a good friend of yours who had – now, Jimmy, I'm telling you, I wish you were there to see this. This motherfucker had orthopedic Nike shoes on. Swear to Jesus, they were orthopedic Nike shoes. They were the thickest pair of shoes. I don't know if he's got bad back, if he's got bad legs. They were the thickest, most ugly pair of shoes I have ever seen in my life. Is he going to D1, Scott? Does he think he's going to D1?
I can't confirm or deny that, Joe. I can't. Interesting. There's a chance. I think he has the talent to go D1, but I don't know if he's going D1.
I know. It's the same guy who wore his cargo pants last week. And if you remember, cargo shorts, it's the same guy. And this week he had no cargo shorts on, just orthopedics at a football field. I don't think he's going to be able to hang in D1 with that getup.
Are you talking about?
Well, he was wearing golf shorts. To be clear, they were golf shorts.
Oh, here we go. Now so they're start making out.
Are we talking about Scott, formerly known the 40-year plan guy, no longer called
that's who we're talking about. Yeah, were they golf shorts last week? I thought they were cargo shorts and he just ripped the pockets off because they looked like legit cargo shorts without any pockets. And to this week, I looked at his shoes. I'm like, dude. Do you want to pick up chicks? Or do you like being single? Run to this. Here's $40. Run to Dick's. Go buy a pair of clearance Nikes. You know what I mean? Jesus. A little TSL. Instead of going to the bar next week, next to the porter potty, we're going to have a till Everybody put a dollar in. We're going to give it to 40-year-old plan guy to go buy a new pair of shoes. Just a buck when you're walking by. Just put it in there. If you got any loose change, throw it in there. Every dollar counts for this poor kid. Apparently, orthopedics are in or what gets you laid nowadays, I guess. I don't know. Do you have any orthopedics, Scott?
I don't, but in your defense, they very well could have been clearance Nikes. I know you stated that before.
They could have been clearance, which is nothing wrong. I love clearance Nikes at Dick's. Great shoes over there if you can find the right size. But, you know, I also am married with a child, so I get laid. 40-year-old plan guy, or Scott, excuse me, still struggles on that, and I can tell by his get up. So, and then, go ahead, Jimmy.
So there's, wow, with the team breaking up and it being officially announced right now, there's got to be some animosity on the team as we speak. Like, how do you plan to hold this together? I mean, I unfortunately couldn't be out there all weekend, man, but I mean, you've got senior at quarterback anyways, right?
Yeah, I think actually, Jim, team morale is at an all-time high. If I could be, actually, no, it hasn't. It's not really at an all-time high, and probably hasn't been for a while, since probably, I would say, the second half and Sticky Bandits last year after we blew a 24-point lead. We've never been the same.
Since you won the title, you've never been the same. Speaking of the morale,
I'm staring at a tournament from another league that we won the tournament at our trophy from the tournament we won another league. So I'm looking at that right now.
Yeah,
so
but
post that.
Yeah, but Scott, wasn't that kind of like playing a D5 game anyways?
Yeah, that probably was.
I think it was. Actually, it was. Maybe.
Didn't they put a girl on Katie during those games? So that's, you know, that's you're probably playing like.
I don't think they put anybody on her.
Yeah, exactly. Can you give us a quote? So rumor has it again that talking to your sister, talking to a few other players on the team. After the game, some gentleman on your team said, the defense played well. And what was the quote your father said? And I mean, before you even do that, how many points you guys give up?
I think we gave up about 40.
Okay,
I think we got.
That's not good. 40 is not good. But what was the quote your father said exactly about how the defense played?
After he rolled the football like a bowling ball into the woods, uh-huh. I believe his words were, "Find yourself another fucking quarterback. I'm done."
I love it. Wow. That's why that man is my favorite person in this league. You're absolutely right. Find yourself another quarterback. He can't do it all. He cannot be expected to put 40 points up every single week and carry the sad story of a team on his back every single week. He can't do it, and I respect it. If you're looking for a squad, I'm always looking for people to play on my team.
Would he play on your team? I need to hear this because I'll relay this message to him.
He can't take my spot because I'm obviously, you know, reigning, defending, two-time, two-league, whatever, you know, champion. So he can't take my spot, but he can hold my jock. He can hold the bag. He can, you know, help me sign autographs after games. You know, we can find him a spot. He can hold the beer.
Backup in case of an injury?
Oh, yeah. I don't get hurt, but yeah, absolutely. I'm like a solid, you know, I'm like a Greek god out there. But yeah, he can play backup. We'll put him on the roster so he can spring at the end.
Maybe if you're up late in the game,
Yes, you're right.
For some garbage time.
Yeah, so he can play. He can be actually the girls' team. He can play because we're always up. I think we won by 30 and 30 this week. So he can come in this garbage time of the girls' team, too.
Can he play safety in that game as well?
No.
Yeah, because rub that much, you can absolutely play safety.
So is there animosity with the sister along the way, though? I mean, we're talking about someone. This is hard, right? You come into the league, you're a family unit, you're bonded. And then now the sister starts taking off and getting to know everyone in the league and at the same time mm-hmm. playing on multiple teams. Do we have animosity?
Scotty, before you even answer that, let me hop in before you even. I'll let you guys want to talk one thing about your sister. She's so in love right now, and she's so happy that she's playing with Stegmeyer's team. Doesn't even matter. But go ahead.
I echo exactly what Joe was saying there. But what was your question there, Jim? If you don't mind circling back, I had a couple shots. So
yeah, no, it's fine. The is there animosity with the sister?
Not with me personally. Like, I don't give a shit if she's with Mr. Wright, then she should go play with him. There's no animosity on my. There really isn't. Her and my father were getting into it in the huddle last week, so I don't know. Maybe him and her have a little animosity.
Well, on the topic, we did receive some advisement in regards to sibling animosity. So while you personally may not have animosity with her, there could be others on the team that view her as a sister, and also might have some animosity. So real quick, I've got three steps for you how to get along with your sister from the Advance Show on YouTube. Ready?
What I mean.
Love it.
So in this video, I'm going to show you how to get along with a younger sibling. First, remember that you used to be young too. You used to annoy your older brother or sister. Give her some grace. She'll grow up one day, but right now, remember that she's still learning.
So, is there any truth to that, Scotty?
It was 100% accurate. She still thinks that she can watch me when we play football, which I think is ludicrous. But
she is in her own world sometimes. You're absolutely right. And another rumor I heard, again, we're just filling the rumor and innuendo right now. Did your son call Eric Uncle Eric this week?
I don't know if he called him Uncle Eric. Honestly, I'm not sure. There were definitely rumblings of that.
Right. I heard that.
He also did tell Katie that he had better hands than her and she couldn't watch him. I heard him mutter that.
I've seen your son. That's absolutely true. There's no way she can cover him. She thinks she can cover anybody, but there's no way she can cover Dame. That kid will run all over him, all over her easily. And Eric couldn't even cover Dame. Uncle Eric wouldn't be able to do that for her. You're absolutely right.
All right, I got tip number two. Tip number two for you. You ready? Second tip on how to get along with your little sister. Scott, I'm going to need your... you got to hit me back when you hear this one.
Number two, share your toys with her. I know this is a tough one, but sharing makes playing a lot more fun. It doesn't matter if she messes up your stuff. Your sister's much more important.
So what's more important, your sister or her messing up the stuff like your entire team?
Oh, it's definitely her messing up the entire team. That would good definitely answer. Be the I never shared my toys with Katie ever.
Good answer.
She would mess them up. She'd put the wrong wrestlers in the ring at the wrong time.
Don't even get me started. Dude, putting the wrong wrestlers in the ring is step one to an unhealthy relationship with a sibling. You're absolutely right. Me and my brother did the same thing. Dude, I think, honest to God, she might be the reason why. It's all messed up.
So
she's
listen,
the captain.
Thinking about this then, if Senior walked away, and you're talking it's okay to share your toys, could she be the one to step up and quarterback this team?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me, Jim?
Oh, my God. Jimmy, are you? Jimmy's drinking something today because you're at that. She would think she can, and then she's, you know, five passes and six picks. Do that math.
Jim, I'm 5-for-7 on the year with 105 yards and a touchdown with a 150 quarterback rating. I think we know who's going to play quarterback.
I'm waiting for you to get in quicker, dude. I'm waiting for you to pull the old man out. You get in and say, listen, this is my fucking team. Katie, you sit your ass on the bench. I'll lead us to the promised land. I don't want to hear any more BS at all. Everything, the offense goes through me. The offense goes through me. Sit your ass down. That's what she needs to hear. That's why I tell her to
huddle
on the girls.
The old man's not coming back now. He's gone. He walked, right?
Well, actually, he's going to be 60 next year. So I guess there's a 60 and over co-ed league somewhere he was telling me about just outside of Rochester. He's going to play in a better.
The league fees a little bit less because people are usually there on Social Security, so there's no rest fee. You know what I mean? It's a little bit easier for him. I agree. I heard about that league too, and I think it's a great idea for him. He'll be happy there.
It's hard to get two women on the field.
It is. Much, yeah, it really
he's
is.
He's working on it right now.
And they play topless, I heard, which is great. But that's just a rumor I heard. I think that with your team, man, I couldn't believe you're a year and a half removed from winning the whole thing. That's what is a year and a half, maybe a full season. You know what I mean? A fall in the spring session from winning the whole thing when everybody counted you out.
Oh yeah, they did. Everybody doubted us in this league. I won't hear it otherwise. And I wouldn't. It wouldn't be a lie if you said half the team doubted us because I did. But when we showed up on championship Saturday,
dude,
and we saw that there was 3 inches of snow and mud all over the field, we knew game we on. Loved our chances.
Game on! Everybody's faster than 3 inches of snow. Game on, baby, dude! You guys beat my Cintas team in the playoffs there that year. That was a full year ago.
Who was that? Puckett? Ryan? Yeah. Puckett?
Yeah.
We saw snow, got the run game going early. You know, a couple of wishbone plays. We ran the option, and it was game over.
Everything clicked for you. I freaking love it. And now they're gone. And this is so. You got 6 games left, 5 games left, and then that's it. Unfortunately, I it's an end of an era, ladies and gentlemen. Quick era. You're like, if I had to compare you to a WWF superstar, everyone knows I'm a huge wrestling guy. If I had to compare you to a WWF superstar who, you know, won a big title and left, you're like, you know, Goldberg Brock went out of WrestleMania 20. Had a huge match. No, everybody booed on the way out because they knew they were leaving. So nobody really cares. You know, nobody wants you guys to win anymore. You're just, hey, they're gone. Thanks for the money. Thanks for your $450 donation. Tapper should say thank you. You should write you specifically. Hey, thanks, guys. When you get two teams,
when I sit back and I think about the amount of teams that have disbanded and walked away or broken up, it's never been with this much advance notice, to the best of my recollection. Truly hasn't been. So you're currently in a position where all your star players could actually start fielding offers now, right?
I'm fairly confident that some of our star players have already started fielding offers from other people.
Wow.
I'm not going to specifically get into who, but I know that there's definitely a couple. Definitely.
Let's go. What about our sleeve tattoo guy? Don't know his name. What about him?
Oh, Patty Ice. Patty Ice is going to go with Scott. Him and Scott are going to go do their thing.
They're brothers, correct?
Not even close. You couldn't be further from the truth on that one.
Huh. Okay, sleeve tattoo guy and 40-year-old plan guy. I love it. I'm going to call him. What's his name? Sleeve tattoo guy. Pat.
Patty Ice. Yes.
Perfect. I like sleeve tattoo guy. There's only one Ice in this league. You know who that is, baby.
You know who that is.
That's my arch nemesis. Sleeve tattoo guy, 40-year-old plan guy going together. What about Austin? Where's he going?
Austin's got a couple options. He could come with us. He's used to play with, I don't know if you know Zach and them. They play on a team. He can play with them. He can play with us. He can go with Scott and them. It's just, Austin's got plenty of options.
So is that team he plays on, is that Home Tech, right? They used to be called Home Tech, right? His dad's business?
They used to be Home Tech. That's actually got into the league as Home Tech. We came in with him, but I don't know what they're called this year, but he's definitely still has a team. It's some of the similar guys, some of the similar guys.
I mean, just a little sidebar, my girls' team beat them 40-0 last year. Whatever, not a big deal. So that team, I wouldn't join that team because we beat them 40-0. But whatever, that's either here nor there. My girl's team won the championship last year.
That's coming from Joe, not me.
Right. So Katie and Eric are obviously connected at the hip. So if Eric goes to D6, she's going to D6. You got that. Your dad, what about Nicole?
Oh,
is Nicole going to,
Joey,
what do you got, James?
I got it figured out. Scotty Joe, here it is. Keller Sr., the big man, the boss. He could take over as the head of refereeing for all the TSL. What about that?
Wow. Is he ready to hang him up, do you think, Scotty, to take a more of like a producer role, a back office type role?
Jim, I don't know if I've ever heard a worse suggestion in my life.
That's right. You love our refs?
Does he have to ref the game? Because if he does, there will be a fist fight 30 seconds in. I can guarantee that.
Please tell everyone in the league what happened week one or week two. I can't remember the story you told me about your game. I don't think Jimmy even heard this story. Tell me a little bit about what happened that game.
Well, there was our first game. I'm not even going to mention the teams, or I'm not even going to put the ref on blast, but there were two pass interference calls, one offensive against us that the guy called from probably 140 yards away. And there was a overturned pass interference on them. Led to a lot. Actually, and I don't say this often, but that ref did cost us that game.
Didn't they take points off the board for you, right? Didn't you score?
Yeah, I think we ended up losing by 6 or 4, and they probably took 14-16 off the board.
Oh, my God. Look at that. Two refs. Is it the same refs that made the same call, or just a pair of refs?
Oh, no, same ref.
Oh, my God. So somebody's got a boner. Somebody wants to bang your sister or bang your wife, or they want to give you or Austin or Scott 40-year-old playing guy, a BJ. That's something. You know what I mean? And you're kind of, they're holding out. That is just unbelievable, taking points off the board. What ref is it? Nobody's listening. It's muted.
Can't do it.
Jimmy will edit that part out. It's just us three.
I don't name names. But if you want, my dad and cousin may still be at this field screaming at him, so you could maybe go ask them.
I remember your father pulled me aside that same day and said, this guy's going to use some expletives, a few of them. I've heard a few rumblings about the same individual, unfortunately, taking points off the board. Unbelievable.
All right, so generally speaking, kind of playing off where we were last week and talking about it this week, it's safe to say then that everyone's fairly comfortable with the way the refereeing is, right?
Joe, you want to take this one?
fairly comfortable. I just want guys to pay attention. You know what I mean? Half of it. Get off your fucking cell phones. Don't change the outcome of the game. If somebody jumps off sides, relax, guys. It's a fucking co-ed bar league. Nobody needs 5 yards. Relax. Don't throw that flag. Over under of a flag thrown per game should be half. Every single game, there should be no more than over under 0.5 of a flag thrown. There's no contact. There's no bump and run. Offsides, holding. Give me a fucking break. I got a call last week, illegal contact in the back of the end zone. Are you kidding me? Illegal contact? Who the fuck is dude's called illegal contact in this fucking league? Give me a break. Oh my god. This week was just as bad. I got dudes throwing flags for pass interference and offensive and defensive and holding. You know, holding penalty. Oh my god, are you guys high? Get off your phone, focus on the game. Just because you don't like me or just because I'm the best athlete in this league doesn't mean that you got to give me an unfair advantage. I'm already an unfair advantage. People play up to me when I'm out there. You know what I mean? Keep the fucking flags in your pocket. Focus on the game. Know the rules, first of all. I'm sure, Scott, you can agree with that. Know the rules a little bit. I'm not letting you get a word in here. I'm getting all fucking jacked up. Jimmy does this to me every single time with these refs. Keep your flags in your pocket. Focus on the game. Nothing's going to happen. And, oh, my God, little sidebar here. Oh, Jimmy, you've seen my wife play. She might be, hands down, the best girl route runner in the league.
She's a superstar. She really
absolutely
is.
Absolutely a superstar.
Yeah.
Bobby tried to cover her all this week. And I've never seen Bobby play defense before. The minute I saw him out there, I'm like, guys, whoever Bobby's covering, we're fucking eating up. And I think my wife probably had 8 or 9 catches. And 7 of those catches, he was holding her the entire time. Couldn't hang with her. Another rumor I heard was he said she was the best girl he's ever covered, which is not a big deal because I taught her how to play, which whatever. But every single time he was out there trying to cover, she would be up. Stop and go out and come back. Little whip route. Oh my God, we ate them up. I absolutely loved it. I wanted a big long rant there, Scotty. I didn't even let you get a word in otherwise. What do you think of the referee in the last week, bro?
I thought the last 3 weeks they've been exceptional, except that first game. I thought the first game it was iffy. But honestly, there's been some games where and hang on, let me go back. I agreed with everything you said, Joe, except when you said you're the best athlete in the league. You're not even the best athlete in your own house. So I
Well played, but seriously, no, I'm fucking great, and she learns from the best. It's tough to learn from me every single week. I get it. You're right, but that was the week. You know why nobody really heard about your week? Because that was my hot Carl week. That's when I was going nuts. And unfortunately, I wish my hot Carl week was the week after, so you can get some disrespect, so they can be all over you and your father for that shit. Because I heard you told me you went off a little bit, but I think I got overshadowed by my hot Carl week.
Yeah, you guys bailed us out because we were. I thought we were on the verge of an injection, 2 ejections. Maybe my dad and cousin having to ref the game next week for the punishment. But you guys definitely bailed us out.
Little side note, everyone. Thank I know. You, that, yeah. I told Burr about that. Thank you, Burr. You're right, you idiot. So little guys, I know that people are going to be, oh, you're not talking about my game. Oh, you're not talking about my team. My number is 716-400-5045. If you want to come on and join us, myself and Jimmy every week, we can focus 30 minutes on you guys. Not about, you know, any other team, anybody who, I don't want to talk any shit about anybody. Well, I don't know. I'd love to learn to know everybody. But Scotty and I got really close over the last 6 months. I'm so glad we could be a part of this. I love everybody on this team, even though they suck and they're getting their asses handed to them. Scotty, what do you think of this, that Peachy Platoon team? What do you think of that, those guys?
Actually, that's what I did. I wanted to mention that. I know the all we do is Quinn guys. I guess they were referred to as Peachy Platoon's little brother last week in The Godfather, and that did not sit well. I can tell you that.
You know, I
think that's an unfair assessment. I do, because I think all we do is Quinn is a good team.
I do. I can see the comparison, though. They're all young bucks. They got to be under 24, 20. They all look like they're under 24, 25 years old. They're super fast. I like the comparison, but I really think all you do is Quinn doesn't get enough respect. And because they play in the bottom divisions, which, I mean, they should be up in the top divisions, little playing words there. But you're absolutely right. They do get a little disrespect, I think. What do you think of this? I heard somebody say this week, I think it was Ramir. Ramir went up to Burr and said, so Burr says, and, you know, everything Burr says comes out of his ass. So they'll take this with a grain of salt, league. But according to Ramir, Peachy Platoon said they're willing to play any D1 team before the 10 o'clock games at 9 o'clock. So they said they're willing to show up with their full squad, play at 9 o'clock, and play any D1 team and they can romp them. Two things I want to talk about that. First of all, fuck you guys. I'm not getting up at 9 o'clock to play a game that doesn't mean anything. We're in a fucking co-ed touch league, so none of it really means anything if you really think about it. They're not going to go at 9 o'clock to run you guys into the ground. Second of all, you've been in the league for about 3 minutes, so earn your keep before you start running your mouth. Nobody knows who you guys are. One of your dudes, again, shows up with no shorts on and leggings. Don't even want to get me started on that guy. With the same leggings every week. Bro, go buy some new leggings. Have a different pair every week. That's usually if you want to show that ham hog off. Go buy a different pair every week. Scott, you know who I'm talking about? I don't know his name.
I do. He's got the red camouflage pants on. I know.
That's our boy. Yeah. He's had the same pair every week. Again, next to 40-year-old plan guys, Till, we're going to put another one in there. 50 cents, $1. We're going to get, what do we call this? We're going to call this we'll call him Ham Hog because you know, you can see his pecker when he's walking around. So we're going to give a little till for Ham Hog and a new pair of leggings this week. Second of all, their quarterback, I think his name's Dean. I know, is that, you know what I'm talking about? The super fast, great athlete. Dean.
Yes.
I've never met, never said boo to him, didn't say anything to him. Really good athlete, though, super fast. One thing I do want to tell Dean, this is a Matty Ice syndrome, I call it. Dude drops back like 50 yards to try to avoid a sack. Dude, come on. You're a great athlete. You're probably 23 or 24 years old. You don't need to be dropping back 40 yards to make a play happen. Dude. Watch the kid, the Dream. That's what I call him. I'm going to start calling myself the Dream. That's a good nickname. Watch the Dream play quarterback, baby. He takes about a 3 or 4 step drop. He dances around a lot, but he all stays within 8 yards of line of scrimmage every single time. This motherfucker's dropping back past midfield when they're on the 10-yard line. Dude, listen to the Dream here, baby. You want to learn how to play the game, you watch the game. I play at 11 o'clock this week, and I play at 3 o'clock. Come watch the Dream play. I'll teach you how to play the right way in this league.
All right, okay, so gentlemen, we're currently at 32 minutes in. We are running over on time just a touch. Do either of you have anything else you want to toss out there real quick that we could hit? I've got one last thing for you, but over to you guys first.
Scotty, what do you got? Anything to add?
Jim, I just want to thank you for bringing me on. I guess I didn't realize that your guys' ratings were that bad and you needed me to come in and say week two. But Jim, just know this in the future. If you want to bring on a member of the Rockers, don't bring on Jannetty. You got to call HBK, and that's what I am. You're always Jannetty.
Timmy, if we had if him and I were a WWF tag team, or WWF team at all, I'm JR, he's the King. I'm Michael Cole, he's Brian Saxton. There's no way in God's green earth that I'm ever, when the Rockers, when HBK and Diesel, I'm always HBK. You're like Todd Pendleton. Remember that dude? Go ahead and Google that. Google that name. Todd Pendleton is who you are right now.
Well, guys, I'm going to stay over here on the side as your mean Gene Okerlund. And with that being said, I've got one last thing to hit you with. This plays off of what you were talking about regarding the refs. We do have a spot for the Godfather talks, but the Godfather really didn't address too much about the referees this past week through. With that being said, I'll be very quick with this. This did show up in the rant. The only reason I'm bringing this up, we did extend the offer to Ramir to come on the show to talk about refs this week, and he has respectfully declined. With that being said, in the rant, it was written, quote, starting this week, refs will be encouraged to flag you guys for crazy talk. You're allowed to disagree. You're allowed to ask questions, question a call, challenge, etc. You're allowed to emote. You're not allowed to mock. Tell the refs they suck. F-bomb them, etc. I've been mild-mannered on both sides of this in addressing the refs and addressing the teams. I'm no longer being mild-mannered. Both sides will be handled far more seriously going forward. But for you guys in the league, I'm telling my refs to let me know which teams and players are problematic. I'm telling them to flag you more and more for abusive language, taunting, mocking, etc., and I'm telling them to toss you for plays, series, halves, or even games if they warrant it, and I'm putting suspensions on the table for habitual line steppers, end quote. Over to you.
Ooh, I think I got another flag this week for yelling and talking shit. I think it was a 15-yard penalty. Nobody likes when I call them Carl from now on. I call everybody every time. Come on, Carl. Come on, Carl. Keep the flag in your pocket, Carl. You know, I like Carl. I apologize again. I was definitely over the line when I talked to Carl. When I was yelling at Carl that 1 week, but now that's my go-to. Come on, Carl. Keep it in your pocket. Travis definitely hates it. He snubbed me. Cleve, if you're listening, bro, I love you. You snubbed me like 3 times this week. I don't know if you're still mad because I called you Carl a bunch last week. You threw a couple penalties on me. You're my boy, bro. But keep the flag in your pocket, Carl. Scotty, what do you think?
Yeah, I hope Third and Schlong is definitely listening to that. I guess on another note, was Ramir asked to come on the podcast before me, or was I second in line?
No, it was actually a dual booking that happened at the same time. We really wanted to get you both on the show at the same time so that we could do like a 3-way round robin talking about the refs, because it's understood that both of you have had varying degrees of experiences with them. But he did decline. He did say, though, if we desire to reach out to Garbaz, we're certainly more than welcome to.
And you know, dude, that's what happens when you're Jannetty, bro. You get this your second fiddle with anybody. You know what I mean? I'm gonna put you through the barbershop wall. That's why you're Jannetty. You know what I mean? Of course we asked Ramir before we asked you, bro. Come on, Jannetty. You're better than that, Marty.
Stop.
Stop. Just stop. All right.
Dude, I'm so glad you came on, bro. I love
it. Ladies
that.
And gentlemen, I do have a clip for you before we do the out. And this is in tribute to the two gentlemen that are here. This is directly from USA Today.
If you're like me and not the oldest sibling, this new study is going to give my older brother major bragging rights. According to a new joint study from the University of Edinburgh, the Analyst Group, and the University of Sydney, firstborn children may have better thinking skills than their siblings. The study found that firstborn kids have higher IQs than their younger brothers and sisters. Researchers tested 5,000 kids, monitoring them from pre-birth to 14 years old. Every 2 years, they were given tests on reading, vocabulary, and matching letters.
So with that being said, older siblings are smarter. Do the both of you agree?
That's a no-brainer. 100%. You're absolutely right. Look at the two of us. Look at our younger siblings. Like, if you stand, you know, myself and Sky next to each other, and my brother and Kay next to each other, come on. Is it even a question? They look like DERFs. We look like legends. They look like schmucks. We look like Greek gods. And just look at this dude's calves. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen this man before walking up and down the, you know, field one to field six, look at this motherfucker's calves. They're huge. That's how I like it. It's a great way to end it, Jimmy. That's perfect.
Joe, I echo that verbatim. Absolutely. Couldn't have said better myself.
Hey, Scott, you've had the opportunity to check out the other podcasts that are out there. We are back doing our own thing, branched off. What's your take on the comparison? Do you like this show? Do you like what we're doing, where we're headed?
Absolutely. I do like this show. I think it's a different twist on the other one. Don't get me wrong. I like the other one. I like the breakdowns. I think I want to give Emily Curry a shout out. I think she's doing a real good job with her notepad. She's trying to get stories and stuff. And I know Thurn Schlong definitely gave her a couple stories this week. Couple quotes. They're going to hit the airwaves. But yeah, no, I do like what you're doing. I like the whole vibe of everything.
Well, that's thanks to Mr. Bat. So I'm just going to put it that way. That's my final thought. Scotty, final thoughts over to you.
Hey, I just want to say this. Once Thurn Schlong disbands, nobody can use the name. Like, I don't want somebody come in the league next year with our name and our logo. That shit ain't happening.
So that's trademarked. You heard it here, everyone. Do not use Thurn Schlong. Do not use the eggplant emoji. You heard it. Do not. Yeah, there'll be a couple people who try to steal it. I know you're absolutely right. That's a great name. That's an absolutely great name. And I still, the best part of this, the whole league I've ever been a part of was when 40-year-old plan guy made that Facebook video. I wish we had more of that. So that team, it's going to be a sad day on October 24th or 31st, whatever the last week is, when you guys disband. Maybe, you know, we have to get Topper to make sure he knows so he can do something, you know, plan a little rendezvous, something, you know what I mean? Because it's going to be a sad day when you guys break up and, you know, some of your boys get embarrassed in the other league, and then Kay's, you know, married to Eric in 5 years and they have 10 kids and Dame's calling him Uncle Eric. It's going to be weird. No, it's going to be really, really weird.
No, I was going to say, I just hope if TSL ever puts together a Hall of Fame of teams that we'd at least get a couple votes for being considered.
Dude, you guys, you had a short run, but it was an epic one. You have my vote. And I'm obviously, when that time does come to make a TSL Hall of Fame, I'm going to be on the board. I'm going to have a vote. So, because I'll probably be the inaugural member, but you do get my vote. You do get my vote. My final thought, the dream over here. I love what we're doing here, Jim. I'm having so much fun doing this. I think it's a little way different than I expected to be when we first, you know, it's only been 2 weeks, but I love focusing on individuals, you know, not going through a whole list of things that nobody really cares about unless you're playing that game. So this is something that we can, you know, we make fun of a lot of people. We talk a lot of shit. I love that. I think that's what the league needs more. I'm a heel. I know, Scotty, you're definitely a heel, a big wrestling term. Google it if you don't know what I mean to people. But again, my number is 716-400-5045. Feel free to text me or call me if you want to be on. We're going to do a nice half hour to 40 minutes we did today of you and your team, some of your friends. If we don't know who you are, we're going to get to know you. But this is what this league is about. You know, the wins and losses is great. It's a lot of fun to win. But at the end of the day, guys, remember, it's just a co-ed bar league. And you're all playing for second best when I'm in the league. So it doesn't really matter how good you are, how good your team finishes. You're not better than me. Look at me. I mean, we're on a Zoom app. We're doing this on a Zoom app, and I can't stop looking at my hair because it just looks friggin' perfect. I wish I could screenshot this and post it on the website because my hair, it's 7:45. I didn't even shower after work, and my hair looks that good. You know what I mean? You're all playing for second base. It's cool. It's second place, excuse me. That's all I got, Jim. I think that's a good way to end it.
This is the TSL Altcast featuring the legendary Joey Bats and DJ Jimmy. Others can pretend, but you can't win. without the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get it.